Chapter 9. I found Brenda Leonides sitting exactly where we had left her.
"Is Inspector Taverner coming back?"
she asked abruptly. "Not now," I replied.
"Who are you?"
At last someone had asked me that question. "I'm with the police," I said, "but I'm also a friend of the family."
"The family? I hate them all."
Brenda looked frightened and angry.
"They've always been horrible to me. Why shouldn't I marry their father? What did it matter to them? He'd already given them lots of money, and I was very fond of him."
"I see," I said.
"It's true," Brenda said. "I was sick of men. I wanted a home and someone to be nice to me. Aristide made me laugh, and he was clever. I'm sorry he's dead."
She sat back on the sofa.
"I've been safe and happy here," she said. "Aristide gave me lovely things."
She looked at the expensive ring on her hand with a satisfied smile.
"And I was very nice to him. Do you know how we met?"
Brenda didn't wait for me to answer.
"I was working in a tea shop and brought him his lunch. I was crying, and he asked me to sit down. I said I couldn't. I'd lose my job."
"No, you won't," he said. "I own this place."
He was a little old man, but he had power. I told him what was wrong. I was a respectable girl, but I was in trouble. I was going to have a baby."
She looked at me.
"Aristide was wonderful," she said. "We were married at once. Then I found out he was very rich. It was like a fairy story."
Brenda smiled lazily like a cat.
"And I'd made a mistake. I wasn't pregnant. I was a good wife to Aristide and made him happy. But his family, they were always there, living on his money. They were horrible to me. Roger hates me, and Philip never speaks to me. And now they think I murdered their father. But I didn't. I didn't."
I felt very sorry for her. She was alone and helpless, and all the Leonides family wanted to believe she was a murderer.
"And if they don't think that I did it, they think that Lawrence did," Brenda continued. "He's so sensitive, and I've just tried to be kind to him. He has to teach those horrible children. Eustace is always rude to him. He's been ill, you know, and can't go back to school yet. But that's no reason to be rude. And Josephine? Well, sometimes I think there's something wrong with Josephine. She likes to sneak and spy on people."
I didn't really want to hear about the children just now.
"What chance do Lawrence and I have against the rest of the family?" Brenda asked me. "It could have been one of them who killed Aristide."
"They don't seem to have a motive," I said.
"But I don't have a motive," Brenda said, "and nor does Lawrence."
"They might think," I said uncomfortably, "that you and Lawrence are in love with each other and want to get married."
She sat up straight. "That's a wicked thing to say, and it's not true. I've been nice to Lawrence, but we're just friends, that's all. You do believe me, don't you?"
I did believe her. I believed that she and Lawrence were just friends, though, of course, it was possible that she was in love with him without knowing it. I was thinking about all this when I went downstairs to find Sophia, who was helping Nanny with lunch. She led me into the empty drawing room.
"Well," she said, "what did you think of Brenda?"
I felt sorry for her.
Sophia looked amused. "I see," she said. "Yes, Brenda does seem to get on well with men."
I was annoyed. "I can see her point of view, that's all," I said. "Has anyone in your family ever been nice to her?"
"No, we haven't been nice to her," said Sophia. "Why should we be? You've seen Brenda's point of view. Now see things from my side. I don't like the kind of woman who pretends she's going to have a baby so she can marry a rich old man."
"Was she pretending about the baby?" I asked.
"I don't know, but I think so," said Sophia. "But she didn't fool Grandfather. He knew what he was doing, and he got what he wanted. From his point of view, the marriage was a complete success." Was employing Lawrence Brown as a teacher a success too? I asked ironically. Sophia frowned. Perhaps Grandfather wanted to keep Brenda happy and amused by giving her a mild romance in her life with someone harmless like Lawrence. I'm sure he didn't think it would end in his own murder. And that, added Sophia, speaking with certainty, is why I don't really believe that Brenda or Lawrence did it, because Grandfather would have known.
That sounds very unlikely, I said doubtfully.
But you didn't know Grandfather, she answered. Is Lawrence very frightened?
Yes, he is, I said. I don't understand how any woman could fall in love with a weak man like him.
Don't you, Charles? Actually, Lawrence is very attractive, and you seemed to like Brenda very much.
Don't be silly, I said. She's not even pretty.
No, but she made you feel sorry for her, said Sophia. Brenda's not very pretty, and she's not very clever, but she does make trouble. She's made trouble already between you and me.
Sophia, I exclaimed as she moved towards the door.
Forget it, Charles. I must go to the kitchen and help Nanny with lunch.
I remembered something that had puzzled me.
Sophia, why do you have to do that?
Why don't you have more servants in a house this size?
Sometimes we do have more servants, she replied, but then Mother upsets them and they leave. Apart from Nanny, we don't have any permanent servants at the moment, so I have to help as much as I can.
Sophia went off to the kitchen, and I sat down in one of the big chairs to think. Upstairs, I had seen Brenda's side of the story, and now I had seen Sophia's side. I realized that it was quite natural for Sophia and her family to dislike Brenda so much. But I saw something that they didn't see. They were rich and powerful, with a safe place in society. They didn't know what it was like to be poor and helpless. Brenda Leonides had wanted pretty things and a safe home, and in exchange she had made her old husband happy. I felt sorry for her. I could see both her side of the story and Sophia's side. But who was right? I hadn't slept well the night before and had got up early that morning. Now, in the warm room and the comfortable chair, my body relaxed and my eyes closed, and I went to sleep.